Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, hey, this has certainly been a different start to spring. It's most unusual. I've never known a time like it. But I can rejoice today. I serve a risen Saviour. Have you noticed how many things have been delayed? How many things are actually being cancelled? In fact, someone said to me the other day, they said, Neil, has Easter been cancelled? I know what they meant. They meant our Easter service in the building. But here we are online, and I was able to say to them, Easter's not cancelled. Easter is not about being able to meet in a building to celebrate. Easter is the fact that we come together to celebrate the fact that our Lord Jesus, he died, he was buried, but on the third day, hallelujah, come on church, he rose again. But can we use a little bit of sanctified imagination right now? Could you imagine if Easter actually was cancelled? I tell you what, that would be a dark day for me. It would be a dark day for you. I don't know what we would do, because everything hinges on this fact that Jesus Christ rose again. The Apostle Paul, he addressed this question in 1 Corinthians 15. Let me read it to you. He said these words, writing to the church. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, in fact, if the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Verse 20. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. I don't know about you, but for me, church, it's unthinkable to think that Christ did not come out of that tomb, to think that death did hold him, that he's not risen from the dead. If that was true, then Easter would have to be cancelled. But the good news, the certain news, is he is risen. And the Apostle Paul addressed this, and he says, listen, there are a few things that you need to know. If Christ was not raised from the dead, he said, then your preaching is useless. Now, I'm not talking about content here. I'm not talking about style here. What the Apostle Paul was very clearly saying is it's pointless. Why are you getting up? Why are you preaching? Because everything in regard to your message hinges on this fact that we believe in a resurrected Christ. It saddens me to think that actually up and down this country or in this land, around the world in pulpits, there are literally men who claim to be men of God who will stand up and say or try to explain away the resurrection story. I don't understand it. I don't know how they can do that, because in my mind, everything that you're declaring is based on the fact that you believe in the resurrection of our Savior. Your preaching is useless. It's pointless. Think of this, all the hours in preparation, in prayer, in communicating, in being able to speak the words of God. It's all based on this fact that we believe in a risen Savior. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who believe not, those that are perishing. But to us who believe, it is the power of God unto salvation. I still believe that the preaching of God's word is good news, and it is the power of God. So Paul said that if he is not raised from the dead, if he is not risen, then not only is your preaching in vain or useless, he says, but our faith is in vain. Think about this. Why put your faith in a dead Messiah? How do we know that he is God? Jesus himself said, by the power of his resurrection, 3 days and I will rise. Again, Jesus Christ is alive. A student was once asked by his professor, I want you to write me an essay on who you think is the greatest man alive today. Well, he was a Christian, and you know where I'm going with this. He wrote about Jesus. When the professor looked at his essay, he came to the student and he says, I am going to have to fail you on what you've written. The student said, why? Professor said, I asked you to write who is the greatest man alive today. The student saw this as an opportunity to witness, and he said, but sir, I love Jesus with all my heart, and I believe that he is still alive today. He resides within each and every one of us. What a witness. What a testimony. You know, I've had the privilege of being in Israel. I've actually looked into the empty tomb. It's amazing. The only place where people queue up to look in and see nothing, to see an empty space. How do I know he's alive? Because I've been to the tomb? No, I'll tell you how I know he's alive, because he resides in my heart today. I have that witness that I belong to Jesus. You know, I was born in 1962, adopted when I was 11 months old, raised in a Christian family. Do I believe in the resurrection because I was raised in a Christian family? It certainly has helped. But I'm so glad that there was a day that I recognized that I needed Christ to come into my life, that I needed him to be my Lord and my Savior. And I had no doubt that very simple faith, you could call it childlike or childish, I call it childlike, that I recognize that I do believe that Jesus Christ is alive today. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, we read these words. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Hey, here's the truth of the matter. If Christ did not rise from the dead, if he is still dead, then we may as well go for works, because it can only be according to our good works. But my question always is this: how do we know when good is good enough? How do we know when our human endeavor is going to pass the mark, is going to be enough to satisfy God? It was never about our human works or our good works. Hey, I do good works because I am a Christian. I don't do good works to become a Christian. My faith is very simply in this, that I believe that God is alive today. The Apostle Paul then went on to say, well, the disciples, they must have been deceivers. They were men who were bearing false witness. The early church was birthed from these early disciples and apostles that went out and began to spread the good news about a risen, resurrected Savior. But can I ask you that question? If these early disciples were liars, if they were not telling the truth, what gain would there be? They were tortured. They were burned at the stake. They were fed to the lions. They were cut in two. They were crucified upside down. I've discovered this in my life. Hypocrites and deceivers are not made of that sort of stuff. People tell lies to get out of trouble. You don't tell lies to get into trouble. Come on. But these early disciples, they testified, they said, we have seen him, we have touched him. He appeared to 500 at once. Peter, John, the Apostle Paul, would they give themselves, would they give their life for a lie? I can't imagine that a corpse would have inspired Peter to speak boldly on that day of Pentecost. But he did. He stood up with power and effectively was able to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. He said in that address that the same Jesus that you crucified, he testified, he is risen. He declared it. Would you give your life for a corpse? I don't think so. Christ is risen indeed. And you know what? If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then this is what really troubles me. Sin would still be sovereign. Think about this. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Listen to these words. You are still in your sin. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Imagine this morning, this Easter Sunday, imagine no hope, no forgiveness, no mercy, no pardon. My sins are still, as the Bible says, as scarlet, because God the Father can't wink at sin. He can't overlook sin. If Christ is still in the grave, that means that the work of Calvary has not been accepted. But good news, Romans 4:25 says he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life. Come on, church, for our justification. No resurrection, no Savior. If he's still in the grave, then I tell you what, you can forget about heaven. Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. If Christ was not raised from the dead, death would still have dominion. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ, the Apostle Paul said, are lost. You know, the saddest day of my life was the day that my father passed away. I still remember it vividly. I could speak you through every moment. He was in hospital. He'd had a heart attack. And my brother-in-law, John, it was later on at night, he's a paramedic. He had been into the hospital in Aberdeen dropping someone off. And he'd went in to see how grand I was. And he was unhappy with what he saw. He could tell that my dad was struggling. He came out of the hospital and he called us and he says, listen, you better get through to Aberdeen. Jumped into the car, whole family was there, mum, of course. When we arrived at the hospital door, literally John was waiting outside. He says, quick, we've got to move quickly. I tell you what, anxiety filled my heart. We made our way through to the ward where my dad was and we were ushered into a side room. I knew that wasn't good. A few minutes later, the doctor came out and he said, we tried our best, but we couldn't save him. I remember my last words. I remember my responsibility for so many years since I could drive was to pick up his newspapers and take it into him. Now my dad loved to read. My responsibility was the Press and Journal, the Daily Express, and the Daily Record. I would get that for him in the morning, and Dad never liked anyone to read the paper before he actually read the paper. I never had the heart to tell him that I almost always sneaked a quick look at the sport before I passed it to him, the back page. And on this occasion, before Dad passed, that day, I went in with his papers. He began to read them and then he closed them and he says, last words, can you believe this, Neil Cameron? I'm so tired, I'm so weary. I can't even read the newspapers. You know, sadness filled my heart when Dad passed. I still remember going through to the room he was in, stroking his face, he was still warm. Had a few moments alone with him. Sad days. And if I thought that was the end, if for me that was over, then I don't know how I could face my tomorrows. But here is the good news. This is why I love Easter. This is why I celebrate. One, most importantly, because Christ is risen. But as a Christian, I believe that those who have died in Christ, there is coming a day, hallelujah, forgive me if I get old school, there is coming a day when we will see them again. I remember my dad, he preached at the graveside of a funeral. He was an incredible preacher of God. Those of you that know my dad know this. And I remember he stood beside that open grave and he had a set of keys in his hand. He says, on this key ring, he says, is the keys to my house, key to my house. He says, and the key to my car. He says, that means that this car, this house, it belongs to me. And then he quoted this scripture. He said to us that Jesus declared, I hold the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Every time I read that scripture, I remember the fact that I will see my dad again. But here's a last thought. The Apostle Paul said to us that if Christ is not risen from the dead, he said, then our faith, our future is futile. He says, then what's the point? What's the point of believing? What's the point of going on? And in other words, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we may die. And I think that future would be fearful. He said these words, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. One of the things I love as a local church is when we have our baptismal services. That's so much fun. It's when a believer comes and they're making a public expression. They're saying that I want to declare a public expression, an outward expression of an inward experience. And water baptism represents death to self and resurrection in Christ. I've never been at a sad baptismal service. It's always a time for joy. Friends and family, they come to see why. Just because someone's been ducked in water, it's not about someone going into the tank. It's about what it represents. It's about clearly they're stating that just as Christ rose from the dead, we can have abundant life now, eternal life then. And that's the exciting thing. Eternal life for every single one of us. Heard a great story. It was regarding Albert Einstein. He was a genius. In fact, Time magazine called him the man of the century. A lot of people don't know this. He was very forgetful. He was absent-minded. One day he's on a train and he couldn't find his ticket. And the conductor came along and said, "Ticket, please." He says, "I'm sorry, I can't find my ticket." And the conductor says, "It's all right." He says, "Don't worry about it." He moved to the next carriage. As he was walking back, he noticed that Albert Einstein was still looking for his ticket. He said, "Excuse me, Mr. Einstein." He says, "I know who you are." Albert Einstein says, "I know who I am." He says, "I just don't know where I'm going." He says, sometimes, here's the truth of the matter, sometimes we can know who we are, but maybe we just don't know where we're going. The message of Easter is this, that God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to die on the cross, to be buried, but 3 days later, he rose again so that you, so that I could enter into a relationship with him, that we could know where we're going. My friend, do you know where you're going? Maybe you've attended church all your life and this Easter Sunday you've come online, but you don't have a relationship with him. Do you know where you're going? You can have that assurance. How? By asking Christ to come into your life. By asking him to be your Lord and your Savior, just like I did as a little boy, not because of the pressure of family, but because of a desire to be a follower of Christ. I would love if you were part of the family of God, if you, just like we did, we prayed a simple prayer, and I'm going to pray that right now on this Easter Sunday, and if you're here and your heart is, "I want to engage with God," would you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner, but you have come to be my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. I confess my sin, and I declare that you are my Lord and you are my coming King. Today, on this Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ is my Lord. If you prayed that, my friend, greatest prayer you could ever pray, here's the good news. Now you know where you're going. I celebrate today because I know that Easter has not been canceled. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. God bless you.
God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. but a river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress.